This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Detroit's central business districts have made major turnarounds in the last decade. Vacant apartment units have been renovated and new construction has appeared in the fast-growing region. Some of those units were set aside for low-income residents, although through a federal tax credit program. But after 15 years, those tax credits expire. That means Detroit residents might soon face a shortage of affordable options as units flip to market rate. The city and some nonprofits have been working on a plan to preserve the city's existing affordable housing. Joining me to talk about that are Julie Schneider. She's with the City of Detroit's Housing and Revitalization Department, and Tahira Ziegler, who heads up the Local Initiative Support Corporation, or LISC. So, Julie, how many units are you trying to preserve? And of those, how many are multifamily and how many are single family?
So the city released a multifamily affordable housing strategy that focused on two goals: preserving 10,000 existing affordable housing units and developing another 2,000 new affordable housing units. So the 10,000 unit number represents about 8,800 units that are most at risk of losing their required affordability period between now and 2023, and about 1,200 units of naturally occurring affordable housing. We are also in the process of developing a single-family housing strategy that would be released probably later in 2019 that will get to how we preserve our single-family housing stock in the city of Detroit.
Tahira, how does LISC get involved in this?
Well, I think, you know, we've been in the city for 28 years really supporting and financing affordable housing for Detroit. So we're working with the City of Detroit and other partners to figure out how to keep units affordable so that it's not such a burden on households. Rental housing is increasing in terms of what we are seeing in the market. So you have a lot of households that have either transitioned from home ownership to rental. You're seeing more demand for rental housing in the market. And so how do we make sure that there are market rate housing units available? And then how do we put together a system and a process for making sure that housing units are staying affordable?
You know, I've heard this term affordable housing, and I know the formula, but at the same time, when I hear the rent amounts a lot of times for affordable housing, it seems pretty high. I mean, 70% of the households in Detroit range from low income to extremely low income. So what can they really afford for, let's say, a two-bedroom unit?
So the goals that we've set forth and the work that has been done in the city thus far, we've been developing housing at rates that are affordable at 80% of area median income lower. However, over 80% of the units that have been preserved or created since 2015 have actually been affordable to households earning 60% of area median income or lower. So that, for a single person, that looks like a rent of about $650 to $750, depending on whether or not utilities are included in that. So we've really been focusing on how do we serve not only households at 60%, but also at 40, 30%, making sure that we're working with our Detroit Housing Commission to identify rental assistance resources that we can make available to Detroit residents.
As you both have mentioned, Detroit has transitioned from a city of mostly homeowners to a city of mostly renters. This means you have to work with a lot of landlords to accomplish your goal of preserving affordable housing. How do you help them?
Well, I think the city's plan and their strategy to provide incentives to property owners to keep their properties affordable is one that's really needed in the market. I think that the way that we're thinking about supporting this work with the city is providing a menu, so to speak, of financial tools and resources to help keep these units affordable.
Tahira, when you say those economic tools, are you talking about low-interest loans? Are you talking about grants? And what are they to do with those once they get that money?
Sure. We're talking about all of that. We're creating products right now with the city to offer to property owners in terms of what is available for their particular property. It's going to be very customized to the property. It's going to be customized to the income constraints and the way that we're trying to figure out who will be prioritized in the process. But there will be several kinds of products, low interest loans. There will be obviously some public subsidies included and some grants that will be included to kind of come up with some products that will work for the Detroit market.
Part of preserving these housing units is making sure that they're up to code, that they have improvements that they need. But once that's done, how do you ensure that the landlord doesn't jack up the rent to market rates?
Well, Lester, the loan types and the grant types that Tahir is referring to all come with long-term affordability restrictions. So those requirements make it so that affordable housing developers will have to report on incomes, who is being served within those units for quite a long time. It's something that we have to make sure that we're not only making the housing affordable to households, but we're making sure that the people living in it are the people that those units are meant to provide affordable housing for.
I was reading a city report, and for all I know, Julie, you might have written this. It indicated federal funding to support affordable housing has declined steeply, and, of course, low-income housing tax credits are expiring. With those kinds of incentives and assistance disappearing, where do you find the money to preserve these affordable housing units?
As you've stated, the resources available to develop affordable housing has been decreasing over quite some time now. And so we have these affordable housing units, many of which are located in areas of the city where rents are rising the fastest, and it's so critical that we preserve them. So the Affordable Housing Leverage Fund is meant to address that gap that has been created over decreasing federal funding for the last 20 years.
So if you all do preserve these, as I understand it, 10,000 existing units and another 2,000 new units in neighborhoods across the city, how close do you actually come to meeting the need for affordable housing in Detroit?
So we know the potential risk of not preserving is great. That's why we've been working as an administration to really tackle that need. So a part of the purpose of preserving and creating the 12,000 units is to make sure that we're acting proactively so that the 10,000 households that are in these units now are not being displaced and that in 10 years somebody is able to find affordable housing in those units in the future. We have to continue creating more, and we have to make sure that we are developing single-family programs that help to create and sustain affordable housing in the city and throughout neighborhoods.
Tahira Ziegler is Executive Director of LISC Detroit, and Julie Schneider is Associate Director for Policy and Implementation in the City of Detroit's Housing and Revitalization Department. Thanks very much to both of you.
Thank you for having us.